Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's the end of the end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show. Gregor's end of the show show.
All right.
Hey, and welcome to Gregor's end of the show show. I am, well, Gregor, the host of this program. In fact, that's pretty obvious. Here we sum up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, except for yesterday and Fridays, because yesterday I deleted all the work when I was done, then swore a whole bunch, and then stormed out of the studio like a big dumb child. That's what it's like. Imagine my poor wife having to live with me. She's getting better at ignoring me, which is important because I have a lot of things to say. A lot of things. Yesterday I was looking at pictures that came back from the end summer camp, still ringing this bell, I understand, but it's one of those things where I was like, boy, do I feel like a giant piece of garbage. You know when people take photos of you and you're like, ugh, I'm just the grossest person on the planet. Why did this happen? You know, you've got your angles that you... I mean, maybe you don't. Maybe you're this gorgeous person that has beautiful angles from every direction. Or maybe you're full of self-confidence, whatever that is.
Whatever.
Yeah. Maybe those are the things you have and so you don't care. I self-esteem, not my speciality, so I see these things and go like, oh. But it's important in those moments of weakness where you feel terrible about yourself because you're caving into decades of being fed commercial advertisement about how you're not good enough. You know, you would look better if you just bought this beauty product, or here's how you could exercise better with the bike that's in your house and the guy screaming at you. Listen, those things, those crush us at every angle. Like, God forbid you Google something that makes you look or feel better because then all of your social media shows it to you forever. How do you not cave into that? Well, our photographers who send these photos, they take pictures of people for a living. And I guess even if you want to simplify it down even further, if somebody takes a photo and they're wanting to use it of you, then it like checks off the boxes in their head typically that says, this is fine. These people you like trust or like. And so when for this, in this point, like these professional photographers sent over these photos and I'm like, oh my God, I look like a monster. Well, they didn't think so. They were like, oh, there's a nice picture of Gregor. There we go. Send that over. I assume maybe they don't think that. Maybe they're like, I hate this guy and let's make him look as bad as possible. And they're using some sort of warp feature on their thing. There you go. A little more belly. Ah. We all have these weaknesses, and so if you walk around giving into them all the time, I get it. It feels terrible. But here it is. Someone else is validating you by being like, look at this photo. I think it's worth it to put it on into the world. I chose radio for a reason, because I loved music. but is it that past tense for some reason, too? That's not good. Anyway, I love music. And never thought that my image would be associated with that. And then social media showed up. Ta-da! Here's a hashtag Wednesday thought for you. How come every time something pops up that I don't understand in the trending topics, it's always K-pop related? I never, like, what is this? What are these letters put together? Oh, K-pop. I don't know. So we spend all this time worrying about the environmental impact of our Earth. At least I do. I don't know about you, but I'm like, oh, we're killing the Earth the way that it needs to be to harbor our life. Maybe other stuff will survive, like super cockroaches or something like that. But like, you know, if you're a human and you want to be on board, you can like look around and see how things are getting tougher. We've never been more wealthy and never at more cost to the place that we live. Like, one of the easiest, most clear examples is looking at these orcas. Three more died last week? Or did they?
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Yo, I've only seen one place reporting this, but according to the Seattle PI, those missing presumed dead whales from last week, the orcas, are back. Yeah. And they brought babies. They were spotted near Vancouver Island foraging for food. The best news. Whew. Hang in there, orcas. A man armed with a pitchfork, oh my God, attacked a woman in Ballard as she tried to get into her car. She was just making a routine trip to the post office, and it turned into a nightmare, for real. At first, I'm like, things are pretty rough on old Neptune there, god of the sea. Then I realized it's a pitchfork and not a trident. Turns out this was just someone fresh out of jail carrying out a violent episode, possibly under the influence of crystal meth. Whoa. Thankfully, construction workers nearby chased the guy down, apprehended him, and the cops came and took care of him. And prepare your taste buds for an onslaught of holiday flavor as Coca-Cola announced that they're going to launch Coca-Cola with cinnamon for this year's holiday season. I can't even imagine that.
You just got news.
One of the byproducts of drinking seltzer water all the time, the La Croix, LaCroix, my favorite's Waterloo, if you see that, my God. We also have a soda stream at home that I converted to be able to hook up to a larger tank so we can make seltzer water all the time. One of the problems with that, though, is that when I hear things about Coca-Cola with cinnamon, no, I'm not intrigued at all anymore. This is like an age thing, I think, where I feel like the older I get, the worse my teeth get and the less I want all that sugar. Oh, I love sugar, though. Like, I would drink a bottle of Coke right now, like a glass bottle of Mexican Coke, right now. I bet you I'd do that every day if I could. But the idea of adding more sugar to it or more flavor syrup doesn't do it for me anymore. I don't know. Switching to seltzer was like, I never thought that would happen because I used to think it was so gross. And now I can't get enough. I had to stop myself from buying it today because we have so much free water here at work. What a great bunch of problems I have, right? One problem that I legitimately do have is I'm allergic to cats. And we have two of them. Because of course. And like, if I want to like get over the allergy previously, I'd have to get like a series of like 35,000 shots over the course of the next 700 years. But there's a little hope in sight.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Researchers, presumably with sniffling noses and scratchy eyes, have developed a vaccine for cat allergies. But instead of giving you the poke, doink, the shot gets delivered to Mr. Kitty Whiskers.
Who's a good Mr. Kitty Whiskers?
Countdown to a non-doctor using made-up facts about your cat getting autism in
3, 2, 1. Liftoff of the non-scientific info spread by social media into the 21st century.
Oh, speaking of dangerous social media, Facebook, among the world's scariest companies collecting all our data and being very obvious about it, is reported to have taken audio from chats, hired contractors to listen and transcribe them. Wait, don't they have an AI that can do that? Isn't that like the whole point? And finally, a computer programmer thought it would be cute to get Null as a vanity license plate. Null like null and void. The problem, he got $12,000 worth of wrongful parking tickets in the mail. Every time a parking cop forgot to enter something into the license plate field on the ticket, the system automatically filled it with Null, meant to tell the system it was missing. So instead of disappearing into parking ticket purgatory, it assigned it to this nerd. Oh, brutal! Enjoy your court battles, dude. Should have stuck to something like 80085. Boobs.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
As usual, thank you so much for joining me for the end of the show. I have two other podcasts that you can check out. So You're in Seattle is an interview podcast with people in Seattle. And it's my favorite. That's not true. I like them all for different reasons. But I had an awesome talk with Hannah Ferguson, a cosplayer, who's helping put on Renton City Comic Con. And you can hear that now. So You're in Seattle, 1077theand.com for more of that. Then the other one, the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. There's been a lot of Sounders activity this week, and you can catch it all there. It's me and my buddy Brandon from the internet, and we talk Sounders every week. New episode up now. By the time you hear this, there might even be a second one because the Sounders just got bought out by a team of celebrities and then a bunch of rich people. Still the majority owner, Adrian Hanauer, who's been there the whole time since they've been at MLS. Anyway, two new podcasts, So You're in Seattle, and Full 90 Extra Time podcast waiting for you. Thanks so much for hanging out. This is the end of the end of the show.
The end of the end of the show. The end. The end of the show show. The end of the end of the end of the show show.
End of the show show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.